The one, the only Louie Ortega will be in today, and we'll be talking about the Vets Express Big Do coming up, and Grace Shearer will join him and us.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Hey. All right, official word here, official word, because now they have flashing signs. Once they put up the flashing signs, you're pretty much sure that they're going to get to the road tomorrow. Tomorrow, they said it's going to be messed up from no o'clock in the morning till in the afternoon tomorrow. Buckley Road. It is Buckley Road. Another thing we haven't done in the news I should tell you about is that the McChesney Field, San Luis Obispo County International Airport, has a brand new windsock. It's orange, bright orange as they are, and big, and right outside the radio station here. So I watch it from time to time. The other thing is, according to what I've been watching on TV, apparently this is National Dog Week. Did you know about that? It's National Dog Week.
I must take a trip to South Australia and leave my poor sweetheart alone.
I don't remember this one.
If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
There are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bark.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
I don't want a bunny or a kitten. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishes. You can't take a goldfish for walks.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the wagon. Is that doggy in the window? I do hope that dog is for sale. I do hope that dog is for sale.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Most smokehouse barbecues have been knocking them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad, six kinds, maybe one of four burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a bird. Most has enormous selection of sides from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slowtown and at the beach in Pismo. You'll be saying, Moe barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Three Tesla, 204 coils, 48 simultaneous channels, 5 times faster, 8 times the resolution, and wide open enough to hold a 550-pound person. What does this describe? The new Ultra High Field MRI just installed at San Luis Diagnostic Center. It's the gold standard in diagnostic imaging, previously only available at research hospitals. So don't settle for an outdated closed-in scanner with half the strength when you can choose the new Ultra High Field MRI at San Luis Diagnostic Center. If you live in North or South County, drive a little and get a whole lot more. Lower cost, more comfort, shorter exam time, and image quality never before seen in San Luis Obispo County. For your next MRI, don't settle for an exam on a 10-year-old machine. Insist on San Luis Diagnostic Center's brand new Siemens Skyra. Call 542-9700. The choice is yours.
The choice is yours, and it would be the best choice you ever made to go to Sandoz Diagnostics. Don't have X-ray, MRIs, whatever you got to have it done. Go to Sandoz Diagnostics and let them diagnose you because they do a great job, and they're nice people, and you just really have a good time. All right, here's I said that you'd have a good time there, and I mean that. You say you don't have a good time at the doctor's office. You can. You can. All right, here's our highlight in history, according to the Tribune. On September 26, 1960, the first ever debate between presidential nominees took place as Democrat John F. Kennedy and Republican Richard M. I shouldn't have put my face in front of a camera. Nixon faced off before a national TV audience. On this date, 1955, following word that President Dwight D. Eisenhower had suffered a heart attack, the New York Stock Exchange saw its worst price decline since 1929. I like Dyke. 1990, Motion Picture Association of America announced it had created a new rating, NC-17, to replace the X rating, because, you know, some things weren't that X-y, but they weren't, you know. That's for today. Booker T. Washington, so he's a famous man I'm going to talk about. The world cares very little about what a man or woman knows. It is what the man or woman is able to do. Well said, Book. Our birthday today, South African nationalist Winnie Mandela is 76. Actress Linda Hamilton is 56. TV personality Gillian Barberle, is that right, is 46. And tennis player Serena Williams is 31. Happy birthday to them, but most especially to you if it's yours today.
Happy birthday to you.
Here is the news from CalQuestNews.com, and let's tell you what's going on right here. This was we don't have much information about this story so far, but it's fascinating. Federal Bureau of Investigation agents, the FBI, armed with a search warrant, raided a San Luis Obispo real estate office on Tuesday. Apex Properties, owned by Tim Barnes, is located at 505 South Higuera Street. Barnes, who is a licensed broker, currently has no regulatory actions against his firm or himself, according to the Department of Real Estate, Real Estate's website. Agents made no arrests. They're not disclosing the focus of their search at this time. They were there for some reason. To show up. All right, next thing. The California law banning redevelopment agencies faces another challenge in court. The League of California Cities announced yesterday or Monday that it filed a lawsuit in Sacramento. They filed a lawsuit in Sacramento County Superior Court against the State Department of Finance, Board of Equalization and Controller on the grounds that the implementation of AB 1484 is unconstitutional. AB 1484, signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown in June of 2011, called for the dismantling of community redevelopment agencies and the transfer of the funds back to the state to close the budget deficit. California Supreme Court upheld the law last December, so the League is not seeking to eradicate it, but rather curtail its implementation to help communities recover some funds. The executive director, Chris McKenzie, says the implementation of AB 1484 is unconstitutional due to the power it gives the state to withhold money from cities for public safety and basic services, as protected by voter-approved Proposition 1A from 2004 and Prop 22 from 2010. League of California Cities was one of the primary backers of Prop 22, which was 2010. San Luis Obispo County cities have lost millions in the dismantling of redevelopment agencies. Arroyo Grande, in particular, faces financial hardship. Standard & Poor's downgraded Arroyo Grande's credit rating last month from an A to a BBBB, due in part to its failure to set aside funds to compensate for the cash flow lost from the folded redevelopment agency. So it's not like there's no drawbacks, not like there's no consequence, rather, to this. And other things that are happening today. Well, here we go. The San Luis Obispo City Council decided it was not yet ready to finalize the move to a restaurant, bar, and nightclub, Slow Brewing Company, from its current location on Garden Street around the corner of Higuera. Council members voted 4-0 last night to continue on a later date the hearing of the relocation appeal filed by the concerned citizens group Save Our Downtown. Councilman Dan Carpenter recused himself due to property ownership in the area. Despite hearing multiple hours of testimony from nearly 50 speakers, most of whom supported the proposed relocation, council voiced numerous concerns with the proposal project. In particular, council members objected to the increase in capacity from the current venue to the proposed new one. The Carissa building, a at 736 and 78 Higuera Street, including a rooftop patio. The 15,000-square-foot Carissa building could hold a maximum of 1,221 occupants, 600 of whom could fit in the second-floor auditorium intended to hold concerts. The total maximum occupancy would increase 65% from the Garden Street location. In postponing this decision, the council instructed city staff to work with Hamish Marshall, owner of the property, and his planning team to reduce the capacity of the proposed new development. If this were simply a similar size in terms of square footage occupancy, this would be a true relocation, Mayor Jan Mark said. Mark suggested the council delay its decision on the venue relocation until after November 6th, following the election where the mayor's position and two council seats are up for election and decision. The city staff said it would set a target date of November 20th for the items to return to council. In addition to a demand to reduce size proposal, the council directed the Slow Brewing Company team to consider eliminating the rooftop patio, reducing the hours of operation, and altering the event queuing plans so as not to cause disturbances in the area around the creek and Mission. Likewise, the council objected to the proposed first-floor design of an interchangeable restaurant and bar. Advocates for Slow Brewing Company said the increase in venue size would be necessary to attract big-name bands and performing artists to the area. We're asking for a move of our operation about 60 yards, Slow Brewing manager Todd Newman said, but the council did not see the relocation that way. We really see a very small community, Councilwoman Kathy Smith said. We don't have to be the center of the entertainment world. So there. We don't have to be. We could be. Well, we don't have to be. So that's what's happening on CalCoastNews.com at 12:18 on this 26th day of September 2012.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Your news station right there. Okay. I'm having trouble with that whole thing. Here's one point that they're making, and they say that this is legit. If they had a venue, like a large venue on the second floor for entertainment, this is Slow Brewer talking about, that the people would line up along the creek and back over the bridge into the Mission Plaza. I can see that being a bit of an awkward situation. But the part that I can't for the life of me understand, is if they have... Now, there are plans, as far as I know, because I haven't seen them, but I'm just guessing. There are plans for restrooms. Probably on each floor. You know, if you were going to have a venue like this, this is what you would do, would put restrooms on each floor. So there's restrooms. So the idea that somebody's going to be on the upstairs patio having a drink and deciding they have to take a pee and walk over to the edge of the patio and pee in the creek, it doesn't seem really logical to me. And yet that's one of the arguments against this. Seriously? Come on. Seriously? There's restaurants along the creek now. You don't see people peeing in the creek. You don't see people throwing stuff overboard. That's a specious argument to me. I can understand where that lineup thing may be a little bit weird, and maybe that could be overcome some way. But anyway, and you know this is interesting too. I've been to Slow Brew, and I hate to say this because I'm almost embarrassed, but I think I've been to Slow Brew maybe less than half a dozen times, probably less than half of that. And I did go see a show. I enjoyed it very much. I don't know. It's not like I'm a big Slow Brew fan that's saying, okay, well, I'm going to tell you I think Slow Brew. I'm just thinking this change is actually kind of cool. And if you have an indoor, arena, an indoor theater for people to perform, it's... What's the difference between having that indoors in an enclosed environment than having a movie in a movie house in an enclosed environment? None that I can see, but okay. But, hey, we don't have to be the entertainment capital of the world down here. We're a small town. We used to be a small town, Kathy. We're not a small town anymore. All right, here was a story that was in the news, not our local news, but here was a story I've never heard of such a thing. Didn't even know such a thing could happen, could exist, was possible in the whole wide world. I was totally astonished, okay? This was in the annals of medical science. Nothing has ever been suggested like this. And this is a little-known fecal transplant cures a woman's bacterial infection. So here this woman was in an accident. She was in a car accident. She was really botched up and everything, you know. And so her innards got botched up, her colon. And so what happened was she had this constant infection in there, severe stomach pain, diarrhea, and vomiting. And so in spite of antibiotics she was taking. So this woman's name is, let me get her name for you, Hunter. Her last name's Hunter. Let me see if I can get her first name. Please give me the Hunter's first name, would you, for the love of gosh? Caitlin. God. Caitlin Hunter. So Caitlin Hunter, this is what they did. Her story began more than a year earlier when she was released from a hospital in Sacramento, California. It fractured her lower spine. It lacerated her liver, colon, broke all 10 toes. Emergency crews used the jaws of life to get her. Anyway, so she got all sick and was having problems and terrible things. And then doctors followed standard care. They put her under antibiotics and all that kind of stuff. And then increasingly doctors are taking a different approach. Instead of continued assaults on bacteria, they use fecal matter from her mother, transplanted into her, and the natural antibodies in her mother's worked for her and cured her. She's all happy she's cured. I mean, what a no kidding. What a story. Anyway, that's what the deal was right there. I thought I'd just and she's got the biggest smile. She had a picture over here. What a smile she has. Holy cow. So that, wow. If you had toilet training issues when you were young and you find that story really tough to take, I'm sorry, but I had to share it with you because I thought it was, like, so incredible. Fecal transplant. All right. Monkeys have that, but actually they just throw it at you. You know. But it's the same idea. All right, other people in the news, other things, other stories. Oh, well, here's the thing. Let's go back to our crazy sports story again because it doesn't make any sense. And we're all supposed to be talking about it, even though I just assumed, you know, drop it. But anyway. Here's what it did. It may be the catalyst that's getting the officials back together with the league to try to solve this problem because everybody's just kind of upset. So the NFL upholds the Seahawks' dispute to win over the Packers. The reason being that they're saying that a call that should have been made prior to the touchdown and wasn't would have nullified the play anyway, but that wasn't called. So therefore, you can't call it after the fact. You know, you can't call it. Then they reviewed the touchdown itself, and I don't know how in the world when one man has two arms around a football, another guy's got his hand in there, they consider both of those people having control of the football, but for some reason, they did. They did. You would think knowing it would cause mayhem and grief, but anyway. And then the other thing that's really kind of, I don't know, I wish he hadn't been identified. Here, you know, I have this situation sometimes where it's best the person not be identified. Do you know what I mean by that? For their own good. And so they identified the official involved, and he was from Santa Maria. I'm not even going to say his name. It's in the paper, but I'm not going to say it. Anyway. He was interesting. He's the Los Padres Basketball Officials Association president, so I know this isn't basketball, but he also has worked with young people in games in Santa Maria and stuff. Junior college games in the Central Coast and high school games. You think the rules would be pretty much the same, wouldn't you? I mean, they're not exactly, but you know they're close. Anyway, one of those things. Yeah, it's really weird to see this picture with two refs holding up different signs. Okay, that's it for that. I'm done with that. Don't ask me about it again. I'm not done with it. All right. I don't understand this at all. I'll be honest with you. I'm confused. I'm baffled. I'm completely dismayed. Price Canyon decision further delayed. This is the hundreds of homes that are planned for Price Canyon, the Spanish Springs development protested by residents of Pismo Beach Plainsman. If, in fact, they wouldn't allow a small development to go in the same basic area, you know, down Price Canyon, if they wouldn't allow a small development to go in because of water concerns, why in the name of gosh would they let hundreds of homes and all kinds of other stuff go in? But then there were some political issues to the whole water decision and all that stuff. But, you know, there has to be, because they said the studies were, now we have to go back to more studies, and then we decide who's zooming who when it comes to the studies. This is what's so completely weird. You think this is the one time when I'd say, in order to avoid a local conflict of interest, you should go outside of the community, maybe Santa Barbara, and hire somebody that can check out the water and say, okay, here's how much there is. You know, because they probably don't have they don't care one way or the other what happens in price cap. You sort of need, I don't know, something. Yeah, but they need to find out, because Paso Robles has been up to their ears in alligators with this whole water thing and how much water there is. And they just came up with this plan. Let me tell you what it is. Water shutoff prompts a meeting. Oh, that wasn't it. But that it was another one. But anyway, there's another way. There's another water thing. And the problem they're having in Paso Robles is they came up with a way to... Oh, here it is. Paso groundwater savings just a drop in the bucket. So they're doing a... they said that they're going to prohibit the creation of new parcels in the Paso Robles groundwater basin and require that new developers and developments offset whatever water demand they create. I'm not sure how you can offset it. I don't know how you offset the water demand. I haven't the faintest notion how you how do you offset it. You know, back when, before the state required or the federal government required that you had to have a toilet that only held so much water, back before that was a law, you know, what they did for water credits was the people that were developing a piece of property would go to, they'd say, okay, well, you have to, all right, you're going to develop this many units, 50 units, you have to supply 100 low-flow toilets to somebody else. And so, because I had a knock on my door one day, and they said, you want a low-flow toilet? I go, I don't know, do I? And they go, well, it's free. And I, not knowing that the word free and low-flow don't really, you know, help each other out. They're not one just negates the other. And so I said, okay. That was a mistake right there. Anyway, but eventually you would have had to have one. I don't think people that have old toilets are going to go backwards. But anyhow, so I had one put in. I might have had two put in. I'm not sure. I know my life was never the same after that. So I should have got a Toto. Anyway, we're going to, you know who we need to honor today, I think, and that is, of course, Andy Williams, who's passed away, and much to the dismay of so many. And so I thought we'd honor Andy today before Louie got here and share some of his music, because I thought it'd be kind of nice.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Old Dreammaker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. To drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbows and waiting round the bend. My huckleberry friend, Moon River, and me. Wherever you're going, I'm going your way. To drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We're after that same. My huckleberry friend, Moon River, and me.
Andy Williams, Moon River. And you're with Bill Bedeck, Talk of Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network. Andy Williams passed, and so I thought we'd play his music today. All right, we're trying to find something right now because Greg Shearer's in here, and we are trying to find something. We're having trouble doing it. But here, let me tell you why. Because Louis Ortega was going to come and join us, and the Looster was out of town, and so he had to leave town. So we weren't able to get him in here. So I'm trying to find on Google. I'll be honest with you. I'm trying to find Louis. Unfortunately, there's other groups called the Texas Tornadoes, which makes it difficult. You know what I'm saying? Let me try this way. Let's try this. You talk.
Want me to talk?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm kind of here, Bill, as you very well know, that this Sunday at the Morro Bay Vets Hall, 209 Surf Street in Morro Bay, we're having a concert headed up by Louis Ortega, and it's our second annual one, and we expect to have a lot of fun.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
And so we're going to raise some money for
raise some dough for the Vets.
Vets Express.
Vets Express. We have wait. Oh, we'll go ahead and just listen. Here's Louis Ortega.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is off of the Tornado album. A little song entitled Soy de San Luis.
That's not him.
The song was
I don't know how this could happen to me. You know what I'm saying? I know what Louis looks like. He doesn't look like that. It could be Louis' father. Let's see if they show anybody else. I don't know why. We tried. Let's say it this way. We tried to find something that was going to work for us, and it just decided to, here you are right here, Louis Ortega YouTube, okay? So we're going to play Louis's music even though he's not here.
That was the plan. He was supposed to show up,
but hey, you know.
What do you say we buckle up and go for a little ride?
I'm glad that word was buckle up.
Cairo, Shiloh, Moscow, Chichen Itza, Krakatoa, Shenandoah, Mauna Loa, Tower of Pisa, Khartoum, Rangoon, Cancun, Saskatoon, Kowloon, Cameroon, Brigadoon, to the moon. Let's go everywhere, man. Lots of fun out there, man. So get out of your chair, man. Let's go everywhere.
This isn't Louis Ortega either. This is an ad before we hear from Louis Ortega. And
I'm going to take my problem to the United Nations. When I call Congressman, he said, come on, help us, son, but you're too young to vote. I'm going to there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Ain't no cure.
Right there, Louis Ortega. And so Louis Ortega is going to be our main dude with the Rio Salinas Band, and that'll be on Sunday to help the Vets Express. Now, this is going to be at the Morro Bay Vets Hall. I don't think I've ever been to the Morro Bay Vets Hall. Have you, sir?
No, but it's on 209 Surf Street.
Wait, it says over here. 209 Surf Street. It says Harbor Street over here.
Well, people make mistakes on flyers, Jason.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. It's a 209...
Surf Street,
which is near Harbor Street, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's right off there or something. Okay, it's all one happy area there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're really, really excited about this Sunday, and For you football fans, you'll be able to watch the morning games, and then you can tape the afternoon games.
Yeah, well, I know there's games and everything, but we don't watch it. But that's you'd be nice and come out and hear Louis. And it's for cheap. You know, it's $10 for the general public. It's $5 for vets. It's $5 for kids under 12. We're going to have
it's
BBQ.
Really cheap.
We're going to have barbecue, right?
Yes.
Do you know who's doing that?
The barbecue?
Yeah.
We're still working on it.
Oh, okay. We're trying to do it ourselves is the idea, right?
We're looking.
We're seeing food. What's going to happen. Something. Don't worry.
There'll be
something.
There will be food.
And beer. Do you have the beer truck lined up?
Yeah, beer and wine.
Beer and wine. Okay, so I have beer and wine. And we'll just have some great music and a good time and all that. And once again, it goes to benefit the Vets Express. I saw a picture for the very first time of. Now, I assume it was an actual representation of what it looks like. We know what the ride-on buses look like. They're all over town. They say ride-on. Okay, so that's the Vets Express thing that takes you from wherever you are here to Santa Maria if you're going to L.A. Well, they show I don't know what I expected to see, an old school bus or something. I don't know. But they show a very nice-looking bus that goes all the way to L.A.
From Santa Maria?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty...
Spiffy?
Spiffy bus, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so there's the scoop. So remember this. Let's remind people about some of these things with the Vets Express. Let's talk Vets Express right now. I sure like your hat. I hope I get one of those. So here's the deal.
They play golf.
I don't play golf, so that's why I can't ever get one. So here's the deal. Yeah, Vets Express, you call Ride-On. You say, I'm a vet. I need to be picked up. You do it the day before and say, okay, here's where I'm at. And they'll come and get you. Now, if you're going to go all the way to L.A., know you're going to have to get up mighty early in the morning. It's going to be an early event. And then we'll get you to Santa Maria. The Vets Express will get you to Santa Maria. And then you'll catch a bus in Santa Maria that goes down to Santa Barbara, Wadsworth, and what's the other one?
West L.A.
West L.A. There's another name for that, but I can't think of it. Okay. Because actually Wadsworth's in West L.A. too, but there's another. What's another? What's the name of the other place?
I don't know. Is it Ventura?
No. It's the one you're talking about, but there's another name for it. Anywho, it doesn't matter. And they go down to all the places in L.A. Then it's a long, arduous affair. I'm not going to deny it, because then you're going to spend the day down there, regardless of what time your appointment is, and then you're going to catch the bus later in the afternoon to come back. If for any reason the person that you're sending down, or the person you know that's going to go down the bus, and I'm speaking more of elderly people, if for any reason they miss the bus, they can go to, there's a concierge, a marine concierge at the VA, and they can go to them and say, I miss my bus. And they will give them a voucher to stay overnight. They'll give them a taxi ride over, and they'll spend a night down there, and then they'll get a taxi back, and they'll be, you know, back in shape. Plus, if you need meals while you're down there, go to the same people and just ask where the guy is, where the concierge is, and they'll give you a voucher for food, because they have cafeterias in both these places. So, about all the places. I don't know about Santa Barbara. I don't know if they have a cafeteria there, but they have them in L.A. in both locations. So that's just some of the great news about the Vets Express. How many vets are we serving right now?
Well, it's growing beyond comprehension.
It's out there. We
used to, when I first started, we did 10 to 12 veterans a month.
Yeah.
And today we're at 550 a month.
150 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So
a lot
figure
of
out the percentage, how much it's grown.
Yeah. 30,000? Somebody with a calculator. Either.
Yeah.
What was I going to ask you? Now, well, last time you and I talked, we had this thing about the crazy vans that were donated. Have we made any progress on finding out what's going on then?
No.
Okay.
No. My understanding is sometime maybe in the middle of October, after they have their ribbon cutting ceremonies and light. Pick a day where all their dignitaries can be there to, you know, it's just, the delays are just horrifying. But I don't think I'm out of line, but I talked to Mark Schaefer on today.
Yeah.
And he indicated to me that he went to a...
The truth is never out of line, so
yeah,
go ahead.
He indicated to me that he went to a transportation seminar.
Yeah.
And at the seminar were a couple gentlemen that were from Washington affiliated with the VA.
Okay.
And the VA has a program, and they're starting on the East Coast, working their way to the West Coast. Where they're at, I have no idea. But the whole premise of it is to other parts of the country have the same problem we do with veterans, getting them to their appointments.
Right, right.
We're doing something about it. There's other places that aren't. And anyway, the VA thinks it will be cheaper to contract with companies like Ride-On than to be handling the transportation and all that other stuff themselves. So Mark has got the guy's business card. He's told him our whole program and the whole thing, and he wants to talk more with Mark about it.
But as of this point, this moment in time, as we sit here looking at each other, and it's hard for both of us, as we sit here looking at each other, the three van affair, who was it donated by?
The DAV.
DAV, Disabled American Veterans. That may get underway in the middle of October, after all the ribbons and the happiness and all that.
Rumor.
Luckily, it's not a county or city thing, because then they have to have a brass plaque stuck somewhere. They're big on brass plaques.
It's rumored.
It's rumored. Okay. It's rumored that we could maybe get something going in October. Let's just, we don't know what's happened with this, and we can't speculate what's going on with this thing, because that wouldn't be fair either, but there's something, we don't know what happened. The idea was that we were going to get three buses from the Disabled American Vets, and they were going to end up basically in the vets' hands and Vets Express hands, and that, you know, Greg had recruited drivers and dispatchers and everything else to take care of it, and it was going to be out of the ride-on office. And so, all of a sudden it's like they vanished from the face of the earth, you know, so they were just not available for how long has it been.
They don't know we exist, the ones that are putting this program together, and it's incredibly sad. It should be a program that works hand in hand, and it will eventually.
Okay. Here's the other thing, too. We should mention that our wonderful Vets Express shuttle, it's on Surf Street.
The event.
I just thought you heard. Surf Street, and it's sponsored by Stax. It's a sandwich place.
Yeah.
So we should probably mention, I wanted to mention Stax and say thank you very much for helping sponsor this whole affair.
And Music Motive is also...
I shouldn't rely on my flyer.
Your eyes reading from a distance. But we're...
It's the red on the purple thing, which makes it really tough.
And just for information, the special guest is a band called Red Skunk.
Oh, we have a special guest?
Yeah, that's going to open up for Louie.
Oh, there it is. It says special guest. I've got to get that thing closer to me.
It's Red Skunk. And
Red Skunk.
I personally haven't heard of them, but I have talked to people that just love them. Follow them, and so it's just going to be a fun event. It's just going to be a fun
So here's
time.
The thing again. It's 1:30 to 4:30, and I know it's the football
Sunday
thing. And I know, First off, here's the thing. Unless they resolve this thing in the next few days, you're still going to get the fill-in refs. Now, which would you rather see, a great concert, or, you know, this fill-in refs blowing calls? Come on, let's be honest about it. All right, so... I called them yesterday. I said these are now called unofficials.
Yeah.
Because they didn't. Anyhow.
And did you know that the official that made the call?
It's in Santa Maria.
He lives in Los Osos.
I didn't know. Here's one of those things.
He was actually calling, from my understanding.
No.
He was actually refereeing basketball games at Morro Bay High last year.
Well, I know he's a part of the basketball thing, which I mentioned today. I saw that. He's part of the basketball
thing. Now he's making the worst call in the history of it.
Well, now here's what's weird. I said we wouldn't talk about it. I wouldn't talk about it anymore, but he brought it up. So we're going to talk about it one more time. So here's the thing that I don't understand, I don't get. So the league is saying that a call was missed prior to this Hail Mary catch, and therefore, but that can't be reviewed. They can't go backwards and say if a call wasn't made, they can't go back and say, well, a call should have been made, so the league's going to call the call, and therefore it will eliminate the whole thing to begin with. But then when they – I don't understand the league saying, unless they just say, you know what, everybody's working with the same referees, you know, and there's been lots of other calls that haven't been made, right? So, you know, that's the breaks of naval error. So they've upheld the interception, mm-hmm. and which is really weird to me, because I said today you have one guy with two arms around a football, another guy with his hand shoved in there.
One hand separated.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
And they're saying that somehow these both have possession of this ball, and so I this is interesting. I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to maybe create less furor by saying, okay, this was really bad. We got to overturn this thing. But there, it's created furor anyway.
If they would have overruled it in Green Bay's favor, it would have been a riot in Seattle.
Well, but the game's over now.
Yeah.
Everybody's back. Everybody's back in the drizzle.
We had a couple of days of talking about it on TV.
That's right.
24/7.
Everybody's back in the drizzle of Seattle and having been there. Having been there in the service, I can tell you there's a lot of drizzle in Seattle. Anyway, and so that's the way that is. And that's so the guy who actually lives in Los Osos.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I thought I said earlier. Yeah, I mean this. You know how you don't say the name of the snipers that took out the pirates, you know, on that ship when they rescued that guy. You don't say what their names are. You know, these some things are just left unsaid. I would have thought that it would have been left unsaid as far as who this ref was. You know, just kind of quietly let him go home and, you know, everything's okay. You know, it could have been the other thing, too. It could have been the heat of the moment. Do you know what I mean? Have you ever seen baseball calls that you know that the umpire could not have really gotten it wrong? He had to know that the guy was safer out, and yet he's calling the opposite thing. And I think sometimes that just happens. I think, you know, you got a 50-50 chance of doing the right thing, and sometimes you screw up.
Yep.
I just think that's the way it is.
It's human.
Now, he may not have actually intended to show a touchdown with his hand. You know, he may have been trying to say, okay, you know, this is a we have to call. Yeah, this is, maybe he just did the wrong thing. Anyway, bless his heart. Let's get back to Louis Ortega, who's not with us today to demo his music. I'll tell you what, though. You want to get a taste of Louis Ortega before Sunday. He'll be at F. McClintock's tomorrow night in Paso Robles. I looked it up.
Wow.
So he'll be there tomorrow night. So
he's busy.
He's a busy guy.
And
yeah.
He's heading to Switzerland, too.
He is?
Yeah. And I forget, you know, I wish he was here and he could share his story about going over there, but he's going over to Switzerland.
In a music capacity? Like?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We're so blessed to have somebody like Louis in our county supporting our county. And
supporting Vets Express.
I feel honored.
I do, too. All right. So, Red Tide, what's the name of the group? Red what? What's the name of the group that's performing to begin with?
Oh, shoot.
Did you already forget?
Yes.
Since I said Red Tide.
Red Skunk.
Red Skelton?
Red Skunk.
Oh, Red Skunk. Red Skunk is going to be performing before Louis, and then Louis and Rio Salinas, and I guess Louis will have his daughter again.
Louis's daughter will be performing, playing the flute.
She does a great job. She really does. And it fits right in. So once again, it's on Surf Street in Morro Bay. It's this Sunday from 1:30 to 4:30. So let me say this to you. This is how come we got into the football thing anyway. You know, you may not stay for the whole thing. I understand. You know, but, you know, show up. Throw some money at the Vets Express and listen to music a little bit. And then if you have to leave, leave. But otherwise, you know, you can do exactly. Put it on your DVR and watch it later. Or just forget about one game. Just forget about it.
Yeah. Tape it.
It's really hard to get people to give up their football.
Yes, it is. But, hey, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
That's right. That's right. This is a sports watching son of a gun right here.
That's right.
Greg Shearer, I thank you for showing up today so we could remind people about our great thing.
Bill,
I'll remind them again. I'll change the name of the street and everything. And I'll put Red Bone in there.
Red Skunk.
Red Skunk. And we're off to the races. Thanks for showing up.
Bill, thank you for your time.
Participation. Thank you.
Thank
One of the most common places you may encounter noise is at home. Noise-induced hearing loss can occur from prolonged exposure to everyday household items, such as lawn equipment, power tools, toys, MP3 players, stereos, TV sound systems, appliances such as blenders, hand mixers, and food processors, also hair dryers. Listening to these items longer than 30 minutes at loud levels can be dangerous. Have your loved one's hearing checked today. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Just like the Dodgers on the field, your car is a finely tuned machine. Keep your car running Dodger smooth at Black Road Auto. You can save money on all types of car repair, foreign and domestic. With over 20 years of experience in transmission and car repair, Black Road Auto has over 15 acres of classic and hard-to-find auto parts. When you need your car repaired, transmission service, or auto parts, think of Black Road Auto. Black Road Auto, 1500 Black Road, Santa Maria, or call them at 346-2770. That's 346-2770.
Yeah, I didn't tell you. I'm finally letting John take me out to lunch. I know he's not my type. I just hope he doesn't take me to someplace I've ate a million times. Oh, shoot, here he comes. Talk to you later.
Hey there, you ready for lunch?
Sure, where are we going?
I've been dying to try Slow Brew for lunch.
Okay.
If the same old thing for lunch over and over and over is driving you crazy, stop the madness and try something new at Slow Brew. Affordable, delicious food, great ambiance. It's Slow Brew, downtown Slow, with $3 tacos, your choice of steak, chicken, or Alaskan cod. Vegetarians, try their Peace and Love vegan hummus platter. And all of Slow Brew's salads, burgers, and sandwiches can be ordered in either full or half-size portions. Even their most popular, the Thai Ahi Salad. Loosen up your day a little bit by adding one of Slow Brew's award-winning microbrews to your lunch. It's Slow Brew, serving lunch Tuesday through Sunday at 1119 Garden Street, downtown Slow.
I don't know about a new guy, but I definitely have a new lunch spot. Slow Brew.
Oh, yeah, Slow Brew. You're Bill Benica. Slow Brew, they've been in the news, if you noticed. Slow Brew, they've been in the news. Let me remind you also of something that's going on. AmSurf and all kinds of other organizations are involved in a big do that's going to be all over the Central Coast this weekend. It actually started already. And so you may see a number of disabled vets, wounded warriors, and they are from England and the United States. So we have people from all over the place. And once again, if you see them, please thank them and wish them well. It would be really nice if you could do that. All right. What else, Bill? What else you got going on, buddy? I got stuff. Louis Ortega is really fun to listen to. And everybody knows. Well, everybody knows about it anyway. Okay, mice become stand-ins and fight against cancer. I don't know. This is like, it's like, can I tell you something? They found out there's four kinds of cancer. They divided into four groups and all that the other day, so they have made an advancement in this thing. And they're looking at also, the DNA affair and all that. But here's the thing. Mice have been used to study cancer and every other darn thing we've ever had. Since, I don't know if they first started using mice back in colonial times, but, since shortly after. This is not news, but they're making it news. So anyway, here's what they're doing, but here's the specific thing they're doing that they're going to tell you about. There's probably things they do to mice you don't want to know about, like the ear that was grown on the back of that mouse. They had that picture in the paper that the guy, they grew a human ear on the back of a mouse. Don't ask me, but I don't know. Anyway, but they've probably been used for lots of other crazy things. And so, but now what they do is they actually have them develop a tumor, that's going to kill them unless they figure out a way to eradicate it. And it's not like here's what's very interesting about it, though. It's kind of fascinating because they have to be, it has to be big enough to study the tumor, on a human being. The tumor, is a thing, the small size, usually a tumor. It can get larger, but it starts off small. It can be detected when it's quite small. On the mice, the thing's about a third of the size of the mouse. I'm serious. So that's a little strange for the mouse. Well, the mouse is going to die anyway, but no, I'm not going to get into a save the mouse thing. I honored Dog Week. I played the tune that I had never heard. I had only heard the chorus. Had you ever heard the other part of that Doggy in the Window thing? I'd never heard it. I didn't even know it existed. But there you are. All right. Okay. Okay. And Romney was on Jay Leno, and so she shared some. And here's what she says. Here's how she's feeling about this. And I don't know. I don't know why I feel like I'm supposed to dislike something, and I don't pay enough attention to it to dislike it. And so I don't think I'm ignorant, but I don't really see if Mitt Romney's Mormon. Why am I supposed to be concerned about that, really? As far as what he does as the president of the United States, when John F. Kennedy was Catholic, really, did that affect him being the president of the United States? You'd think we'd get past this stuff. And so she's comparing his Mormonism to Barack Obama's being black, which is a stretch, but that's okay. She's right. There's people that have lots of different prejudices, and so maybe this will sweep some of those aside from in the future. It's hard to say. I'd like to understand to begin with. All right. As the lead nominee for the 2012 Latin Grammy Awards is Juan Luis Guerra, who I've never heard of, but that's I'm passing that on because there it is. There's something about the Bachelorette, which I don't care about. Here's something about Austin joining Peep. What is Peep Show? The star reality TV show Ice Loves Coco is taking the lead in the Las Vegas Strip burlesque show as a pregnant Holly Madison bows out. Organizer Peep Show announced that Nicole Coco Austin will assume the role of Bo Peep, a dancer and entrepreneur married to rapper Ice. Madison announced, so is it, I guess it's just a regular show, so you, they just, and then Sarah Michael Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr. have added a boy to their brood. That boy was born, he's, I don't know what the heck his name is. She's been in Scooby-Doo, I know what you did last summer, but I don't think those are appropriate names. Now, here's a weird, getting ready, getting the paper, going on the computer today, and Nancy turns on Michael Strahan and Kelly Ripa. And so she turns them on, and Michael Strahan, now you're going to say, Bill, you're out of your mind. Tomorrow, if you get a chance, put it on your DVR, your charter DVR, tomorrow, tape it, and then go look back, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. There is no question in the world, none, that Michael Strahan had a much bigger gap between his two front teeth, to the extent that he could eat a sub sandwich without opening his mouth. So the question is, does he have some kind of little, what would you call it, like a little bridge thing that makes it look smaller normally? Because it's not the same size. It wasn't the same size today as it's been in the past, I'm telling you right now. It was bigger. So tomorrow you might want to look in and see what that's about. But, of course, most people are at work at 9 o'clock, so you might give it the recording job. And speaking of that, you might as well. This is Charter Triple Play is going to end. You're going to miss it. Your whole thing's going to be over, and you'll say, what happened to my Charter Triple Play? I go, you missed it. I don't know what you're doing. Anyway, so you get the whole thing. You got the program is great. You get in the TV department, you get 100 HD channels. You use Apple Android apps to view TV content on your devices anywhere. There's a Wi-Fi connection. Charter has over 10,000 video on demand titles, many in 3D. And one of the things I enjoy doing is they have previews of all these movies that you could buy if you wanted to buy them, or you could just watch the previews. So because I'm trying to save money these days, I just crank through the previews and watch those. Anyway, Nation's Fastest Internet by PC Magazine was named that. And Charter Internet has powerful uploads, download speeds. I mean, they're really fast, especially when you're downloading stuff. You're gonna be stunned. You're going to be stunned by what you can do with Charter. Phone service with unlimited local and long distance with Charter Phone. It's just great. You can keep your own number and everything. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to change phones or anything else. You know, they come in and put the equipment in and you got it. So all of these things are $29.99 each when you bundle them. So you have three items. If you bundle them, each $29.99 each are $90 for the whole all three, which is great. Other terms and restrictions apply. You have to go to Charter for details. But call this number to bundle because you only have a few days. As far as I know, they may extend it. I don't know. Call 1-855-75-SWITCH. That's 1-855-75-SWITCH. And get hold of Charter. It's smarter, and you'll be happy that you did. Get your charter. Don't forget, we have the Jack Reddy golf tournaments coming up, and that'll be on Friday, the 28th. It's underway at 11 a.m., so you got to be there a little bit earlier than that. And you get some donations and stuff, and you go out there and help Jack's Helping Hand, which is a great organization that helps young people. Anyway, and that golf tournament's at Monarch Dunes on Friday. Anything else? I think we've covered most of what I know that's going on. Now I know what I do know that's going on next is CBS News.
Guess there's no use in hanging around. Guess I'll get dressed and do the town. I'll find some crowded avenue, though it will be empty without you. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. Call up some girl I used to know. After I heard her say hello, couldn't think of anything to say. Since you're gone, it happens every day. Can't get used to losing.
kidding, only me. Cause no one else could take your place. Guess that I am just a hopeless case. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you.
Andy Williams with Bill on Talk of Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network, 1340 KYNS. Thank you for joining me today. I certainly appreciate it. Now, I haven't mentioned this up till now because I didn't know up till now. Andy Williams had bladder cancer for about a year and passed away at the age of 84 from that. So I thought I'd share that with you. Now, we have a surprise. Louis Ortega is here. I thought he left town and came back. But that's not what happened at all.
No.
Anyway, Louis was a little bit under the weather earlier today, but somehow Greg and he got their wires crossed, and he didn't make it in and all that. And so let me mention once again that Louis Ortega is going to be our special concert guest with Rio Salinas coming up at the Vets Hall on Sunday for the Vets Express, and it's 1:30 to 4:30. And the address on that's wrong, by the way, so don't go there, Louis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on Surf Street.
Oh, it says 209 Surf Street.
Oh, yours? Oh, I have an old one. All right, you have the right one. I have an old one. Okay, mine says Harbor Street. So, okay, I saw you pull that out, and I thought, uh-oh, that's going to have the wrong information, but there's apparently a new one printed since. Okay, so you'll be at 209 Surf Street, and that'll be Sunday from 1:30 to 4:30. And I thought, hey, Louis's here. He brought his guitar nicely enough for us, and I'd love to have you play.
Okay, great. Let me do a tune.
Do you have a favorite song of yours?
I have several, but I was thinking then in these times I was thinking about about the peace the country needs to go through and stuff like that. I mean, there's great songs like Peace Train and Get Together and stuff, but I probably should. I've got some that kind of go there, but
play what you got, man.
All right, actually this is one of my favorites. I mean, by John Lennon, actually.
Okay.
All right, let me see, should I put this down a little bit? All right, oops, sorry about that. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries, it isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us. The world will live as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world.
Great song. You know, and when John Lennon wrote that song and it first came out, it was really quite controversial.
It was.
But, you know, the interesting thing is the more you think about and people have thought about what that song said, I think, the more people have realized, you know, all this nationalism stuff we have. It's fun to be proud to be an American, you know, that's cool. But, you know, there's so much nationalism and so much disparity between countries and stuff, and look at the mayhem we got going on nowadays, that, you know, you sort of say to yourself, well, you know, if we didn't have all this stuff, you know, maybe we would have these problems. But, you know, we do. But it's interesting. I thought he was very insightful when he wrote that song.
Yes, I did as well. And I've always really appreciated, especially this work, you know.
Now, let me, you're going to go to Switzerland, I'm told.
I am. I'm going to head to Switzerland the first part of October. I'll be gone a week.
And you're doing a music-y thing over there, yes?
Yes, I'll be out on the road with the a new version of Sir Douglas Quintet. It'll be SDQ2.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Don't tell me. Let me do it myself. Sir Douglas Quintet. That wasn't Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy.
No, it was. They had two big hits. She's About a Mover.
Ah, that's right. She's About a Mover. There you go. She's
and
About a Mover.
And Mendocino.
Mendocino. So you're going to fill in with the band. You're going to be part of the band.
Yes. I was one of the members when Doug was alive, and now, you know, he's passed on, but his son, Sean Somm, has actually stepped up to the plate and plays guitar and sings. Sounds like his dad, you know, but nobody can, you know, big shoes to fill. Nobody can sound like Doug or play like Doug, you know, but, you know, I really had the opportunity to really have a wonderful experience. You know, he found me when I was a kid.
How amazing. How amazing. You know, it's interesting when I look at what's local, and there's probably so much I don't know about people and connections and all that stuff, you know. I think back to Valerie Johnson.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And Valerie Johnson sang with Big Brother and the Holding Company one summer because she can sound exactly like Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
So she did it. And then I think about the guy, and I'm so sorry I can't remember his name, but you might remember it. The guy that plays for Unfinished Business, who was with you too.
Oh yes, Terry Lawless.
Terry Lawless, yeah, he plays keyboards and stuff with them and sax, and so it's just interesting how all these things intermingle. Now, people like yourself that are in the business, you guys know about, well, this guy's with this, this guy used to be here, this guy was there. Now, I've heard disc jockeys that were very knowledgeable about it, and if somebody is knowledgeable and they can share it, it's fascinating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people are arrogant when they want to share it. This is my impression of what I've heard on the radio, and it's like, I don't really want to hear you, I don't care.
Yeah.
Anyway, but no, if somebody does it the right way, it's just fascinating when people have a knowledge of, you know, who everybody's been with and where they're going and where they started and all that kind of stuff. It's just really cool.
Yes.
Where did you actually start?
I started in Salinas.
Okay.
Salinas Valley.
You were born there, raised there?
Well, I was actually born in Santa Maria.
Oh, you were? Okay.
And then my mother remarried when I was about four, and we moved up to Salinas Valley, and we used to make this trek all the time from Salinas to Santa Maria, and we'd, you know, hit all the beaches, go to San Luis Obispo, and so I've always been really familiar with the area. So basically, I'm a hometown boy.
Yeah, yeah.
And but in high school, I started really getting into poetry.
Uh-huh.
I like poetry. Uh-huh. And then around my junior year, garage bands were popping up around my
sure.
neighborhood. So I you know, had a buddy of mine that had a little garage band around the block, and I'd go over there and watch him play, and I thought, you know, I kind of like that guitar.
If you weren't a jock, it was the only way to get girls.
Well, you know, it was just really cool, though, and I found that I could, I just really excelled with it, you know, and then light bulb went on and went like, boing, I could make a 3-minute, 4-minute story, short song.
It's people that have music talent, like any other talent, you know, your stories are fascinating, you know, that, you know, people, they're, that the people that seem to be very successful like yourself, they must have had some natural talent to it to be able to all of a sudden do it as well as they do at a young age and then just grow with it, you know. Because, I mean, I could pick up a guitar right now and try it for the rest of my life and I wouldn't be able to sing a tune, you know. But it's I find that really interesting. And everybody, of course, everybody in this whole area loves you and your music. And so I mentioned that you're going to be at McClintock's at Paso tomorrow night. I looked you up.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to actually... That was an interesting story, too. I'm going to be there with Lance Robeson. This gig started 2 years ago. I showed up on my birthday thinking I was going to play, and I'd been having a little wine that afternoon and having a party. I had a birthday party, early birthday party, because I thought I had a gig. And so I get to the gig, and Lance comes in. I'm already set up, and he goes, "What are you doing?" "Hey, man, it's my birthday, man. Are you going to bring an axe?" And he goes, "Well, actually," he says, "I did, because I think it's my night."
Oh, really? That's
And so at that fun. At that time, I think... Neil was the manager. Neil comes out and he goes, "Yeah, it's Lance's night." He says, "But, you know, I got a great idea." He says, "Why not give you guys both dinner? Why not pay you both and you guys can play together? You guys up for that?" And we said, looked at each other. We never had a chance to before. And we said, "Sure." So that started 2 years ago. We're still doing it.
And so tomorrow night's the big night.
Yeah.
Hey, that's really cool. That's a great story. That's a really cool story.
Yeah, and I dig Lance. We've been having a great time.
As one of the people that's been involved in Vets Express, and a lot of us are, you know, Greg's the guy in the middle, you know, and a lot of us bring a little bit of something from the outside in all the time. And I think it's so great that you're on board with the Vets Express. I got to tell you, being a vet myself, I mean, it's just so great that you're on board.
Yeah, well, I just think it's a wonderful, it's a great cause. And I've had family that have, served. I never... did. I was in that lottery, and so my number was a high number. I wasn't able to go, but I believe I would have gone.
Well, I believe you would, too. It was a very weird time, that whole lottery thing. And, you know, what your number was and where you're going to go and all that kind of thing. And, you know, very different than the all-volunteer force that we have today.
Yeah.
Of course, now what we're worried about, I think, with the all-volunteer force we have today is how many times are deploying these guys
right.
and gals. I mean, it's like, holy dump truck. You know, it's a strange bit of affairs.
Yeah, that's got to be so stressful.
It's going to be tough. So anyway, but, you know, that's how it was. Matter of fact, I was already in the Navy when I got my lottery number, and they called the lottery number, and I asked if I would have less time to do in the Army if I got drafted. So I went to my Navy commander guy and I said, "Can I be drafted? Because I'll have less time to." He goes, "No, you can't.
Oh.
You're already in the Navy. Sorry, that's the way it is. You have a contract with us." Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, do you want to play one more song?
Sure.
I'd like to have you.
All right. I was talking about growing up in Salinas and making that trek to Santa Maria. Oh, everybody that knows me knows I love a love song. Well, this one's got some geography in it.
Cool.
It goes like this. There's a woman that lives on the other side of the valley. She's good with horses, and her mane is long. We spend some special times in Arroyo Seco, swimming in the river, sitting by the fire, I'd sing her songs. It was first light, I feel the California poppies. I swear I'd never ever seen her look so pretty. I twirled her slowly like a ballerina. I made her smile when I called her the queen of King City. Just outside of San Juan Bautista, there's mountains filled with their caves and mystery. We used to joke if we ever found Joaquin's buried treasure, I'd be the king of the queen of King City. We used to ring the bells on the El Camino Real. We'd run the roads, roam wild and free. And just out past the San Antonio Mission, I carved her name in an old oak tree. Our love was deep, like the Salinas River, and her spirit landed in Carmel by the sea. She always said she liked that it was cooler there in the summer. Queen of King City.
Cool. I was trying to see if this. I was going to see if this would go here. I went to a site to get some applause, and it says you have to pay for it. Oh, okay, never mind. Hey for a living. All right, hey for a living.
Thank you, Bill.
So we have two favorite sons then from Salinas. We have Louis Ortega and Steinbeck.
That's true.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. You know, actually,
Participated in some Grapes of Wrath last night.
Which is okay. It has to happen now and then.
Oh, yeah.
But that's really interesting. I've enjoyed John Steinbeck, but here's a guy that I can only read so much of it at any given setting because his stuff was all heavy duty. But what was so interesting about his stories of the Salinas Valley and, you know, the different things that went on and what a great author he was for our area.
Yes.
And that song was absolutely wonderful for our area. You know, for people that, you know, go forever by the turnoff for San Juan Bautista, but don't go. Turn off. It's 5 miles at the most to San Juan Bautista, you know, when you're on 101. Mm-hmm. And it's a great little town, and they got a great bar, and they got a mission that's great. One of the interesting things about Bautista, I think, is you can stand on the very back where the very back of the mission is, and they have that fence that goes there, and right below that fence, as you look over the fence, that's the San Andreas Fault. And it looks a little weird. I mean, the ground actually looks a little weird, but that's where the San Andreas Fault is, right there at San Juan Bautista.
You know, I didn't know that. I'm going to have to check that out.
Or stay away completely.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Yeah, that's
sure.
Right. Jumping up and down there, right?
I'll tell you. And other place I've seen that was outside of San Bernardino. There's a road you can take that just travels down the San Andreas Fault, and you should see some of the weird and strange rock formations and stuff that are down that thing.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So that's another part of our history, and Louis just shared it with the king and queen of the king of the queen of King City. Louis is going to be our wonderful guest at Rio Salinas and Louis at our Vets Express thing that'll be Sunday from 1:30 to 4:30 on Surf Street in Morro Bay, and we invite you to come out. It's only $5 for vets, $5 for kids under 12, and $10 for you other folk. And so anyway, we'd really like to have you come out and help support Vets Express.
That'd be great. Is it okay if I mention the guys in Rio Salinas?
You certainly may.
I've got Frank Paredes is going to be on bass and vocals. Randy Pybus will be on rhythm guitar and vocals. We're kind of the original Salsa Brava band.
Right, right.
And then we have Rob Espinosa from It's a Beautiful Day that's going to be on guitar with us. My daughter Talia will be playing flute and singing. Albert Parra, one of the original Louie and the Lovers, will be playing cajon or bongos and congas and all kinds of stuff. And And I believe, I'm not sure who the sax player is going to be. There'll be a surprise.
Be one. We'll find one. There's one out there, I'm sure.
Yeah, and actually we've got a buddy of mine that plays with the Eagles that's in town off tour, so I might put out the holler to him, Greg. Yeah.
Yeah, you see how it works. I'm telling you, for these guys, it's a small world.
Yeah.
For us, it's a world to enjoy.
And you know what? It's a great cause, and these guys, you know, just come do it in a heartbeat. And that's what I
really
love
cool.
about these guys. You
that's
know?
Really neat.
And then we have Red Skunk will be the opening band. And then this Saturday, I guess I'll be, well, this weekend, I'll be doing Savor the Coast. Too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I read you were doing Savor the Coast. So you're going to, where do you get stationed to do that?
No, we'll be at the, what is that? Windhill Farms.
Okay, and you know where that is?
Me neither. Let me see. up by Creston.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's yeah. where you know where the wine yeah. where the wineries are.
Yeah, and that's sold out. It's a Paso Glow event, so our event is sold out. But the main event at the Santa Margarita Ranch, they still have tickets available.
They're about $10,000 or something.
Oh yeah, might as well give us three, right? Give us three. All right.
Anyway, so that's great. Don't forget, Louis Ortega is going to be at McClintock's Paso Robles tomorrow night. What time?
6 to 8:30 with Lance.
6 to 8:30 with Lance. It's going to be a hoot. And then please join us on Sunday if you can in Morro Bay. And I certainly thank you, Louis, for showing up. That was very kind of you.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, take care, sir.
You may be exposed to noise while attending sporting events, concerts, dance clubs, bars, health clubs, aerobics classes, auto racing events, fireworks displays, during motorcycle riding, snowmobiling, and shooting firearms. Hazardous noise levels are also frequently encountered in the workplace. Hearing protection decreases the intensity or loudness of noise and helps to preserve your hearing. Noise is all around us in our everyday environment. This has been a public service announcement from Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Greetings, fellow travelers and fellow students. This is the Good Doctor. Oh, I love this time of year. All those fresh-faced young Cuesta and Poly kids, so full of life and other effervescent fluids. Takes me back to my old college days at Boyle Green University, then my master's in red beans from Rice, and my doctorate from Oklahoma State. I'm here to impart an important lesson to all you new students who won't find it in a textbook. Number one, your mama ain't here no more, and she ain't gonna cook you no homemade breakfast. Number two, the Bon Ton Creole Cafe has the best homemade breakfast in town and serves it till 2 p.m. And three, Bon Ton Creole Cafe loves you so much, just text the word Gator right now to 68255 and get a free fried green tomato appetizer, courtesy of the Bon Ton Creole Cafe, where we're not your mama, but until you head home with that sack of dirty laundry, we're all you got. 1000 Olive Street, San Louisiana.
At Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, we're all about improving your life. When you remodel your kitchen or bath, we want to make sure that you get exactly what you want. A fabulous spa-like bathroom with a walk-in shower, invigorating shower heads, and state-of-the-art faucets. Maybe your dream is a beautiful country farmhouse sink. Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has the fixtures. You have the dreams.
Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
The days of wine and roses, laugh and run away like a child at play through a meadowland toward a closing. A door marked nevermore that wasn't there before. The lonely night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days. passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to.
Right there, and Days of Wine and Roses. You're Bill Backer. Talk is cheap. Friends and Neighbors Network. It's 10:01. I'm just going to give you the time. I had trouble. It's 1:35 on 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo. Of course, 1:35 where you are. It's not just here. Let me see if I can do better when I tell you about Eidler's Sleep Shop. So because they have some of the most wonderful beds in the whole wide world. They have Beauty Rest and Posturepedic, and of course they have Tempurpedic, which is the most recommended bed in the whole wide world by 2-to-1, and they outsell it 2-to-1. And so this is the let me just say it this way. The Tempur-Pedic is the bed of our times, to tell you the truth. And so I would recommend that you get into Eidler's. Go to the sleep shop. It's at the corner of Cross and Short Street, over there in a corner, so to speak. And see Cody over there and head in. And try the different kinds of beds. There's different firmnesses. There's different sizes. They've got the ergo beds that can, you know, go up and go down and go sideways and do all kinds of things. And you can have fun with that. They got happy massage or magic fingers, whatever it's called in there. So you can turn that on. They can just do all kinds of things. Or you might just say, I just need a bed, Bill. You know what I'm saying? I just need a bed. Well, if you're looking for the right sack out there at Eidler's, and give it a shot, because you can kind of test it out. They have 20-year limited warranty on their Tempur-Pedics. They have other wonderful things about that is that they've chosen the most popular mattresses from around the country, and that's the ones they have in the sleep shop. So they don't have a bunch of other stuff that's like, you know, people don't really like it, but we got it. All right, that stuff. You're going to love your Tempur-Pedic. I mean that. So get into Eidler's and test drive a Tempur-Pedic mattress. Have yourself, hey, you could do it by the weekend. Have yourself just sack time this weekend. It'd be really, really fab. Really fab. That's what I'm talking about. All right, let's see who else is here. Here's a tale.
You have to listen very closely. But there is a very serious and very nerdy battle underway around Congress. You see, right now, a platoon of 20-somethings in Washington is trying to rewrite how much we know about our lawmakers and also how much they know about us. They're trying to teach the 200-year-old Congress the brand new art of social media. I'm CNN's Lisa Desjardins, and our story begins a year ago with a 23-year-old named Judd Deere. In fact, that was him using the mouse. But a year ago, he was more of a paper guy, running a U.S. senator's mailroom, not loving it.
Working in the mailroom, of course, you know, you learn a hatred for mail. No congressional staffer loves mail. It's usually all very negative. You never get positive feedback from
mail. So he's this new college grad who himself hardly ever writes a letter, dealing with a flood of them along with a mountain of emails, and a job opens up. A different senator, Senator Mike Crapo, Republican of Idaho, who was not yet on Twitter, who was not a big social media guy, wanted to be. So Judd, now 24, applies for the job, and he moves just like that, from the mailroom to reinventing one senator's online voice and also facing some resistance.
Everybody knew what I was hired to do. But even then, there was still a little bit of an aversion. Mm-hmm. You know, we were on Facebook. We weren't on Twitter. My goal was to get us on Twitter as quickly as possible. And it was still just very much of, is this really what we want to do?
Now, quickly, this is the senator in question.
That is one of the reasons why the pressure will be on for this committee to deliver.
Mike Crapo is known as a thinker who works on things like the deficit with both parties. He's not a bomb thrower. And in a way, that was a problem in social media.
Yeah, we talk all the time right now because we're in the minority that a lot of times the more hard-hitting on the Obama administration, hard-hitting on Senate Democrats, the more traction we can get that way. But, you know, for us, that's not his style.
This is a dilemma in Washington. Facebook and Twitter, they're fast-paced, they're casual. They're pretty much all about who can say the wittiest and most interesting thing. Congress, especially the Senate, it's slow. It's very formal. And it's about who can say the most without getting into trouble.
And there's tremendous discomfort in political community, in the corporate community as well, about losing control of the message.
That is Lee Rainey. He runs the Pew Research Center's Internet and American Life Project, and he says this conflict between rigid government and the informal social media, it's pushing politicians out of their comfort zone and making them change.
So in a way, the whole culture, exemplified by government, is moving towards this more conversational aspect of deliberation, of interaction with...
A little bit more human.
Yeah.
And because of social media.
It is a little bit more human, but it's inviting more people into the process. I mean, in some sense, it's just broadening the base of the conversation as well as changing the human tone of the conversation.
It's happened fast. Twitter actually has an office in Washington, and the main staffer there, his name is Adam Sharp, told me that 2 years ago, only a third of Congress was on Twitter. Now the company estimates that 90% of Congress is tweeting.
We don't want politicians to think they're human. Are you serious? Are you serious? Why so serious? Anyway, but that's what's going on right there. So everybody's getting on Facebook, they're getting on Twitter, they're, you know, you really these days, as I sit here, KYNS is on Facebook. It's part of what's the part and parcel of what's going on in our world today. This was an interesting story, I thought. A factory in China owned by the manufacturer of Apple iPhones resumed production yesterday after a brawl by workers highlighted tensions that labor groups say were widened by the pressure of the new iPhone launch. Foxconn Technology Group said police said as many as 2,000 employees were involved in a brawl and 40 people were reported injured. Labor activists said the rollout of the iPhone 5 has led to longer working hours and more pressure on workers. So they're not only fighting over the iPhone here in the United States, they're fighting over where they're making it. This thing's a fight creator. This is not good. Get a pugilistic iPhone 5. I'll be happy you did. BlackBerry still in jam, works to a jail comeback attempt. Between Samsung and Apple, having all but wrapped up this the top end of this market, I don't know what BlackBerry's going to do, because the BlackBerry thing before these other things existed made sense. You know, they kept track of your appointments and did all that kind of stuff. Now you have Siri just tell you, what are my appointments for today? And she'll tell you what your appointments are for the day. You know, what am I doing tomorrow? Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Now, whatever else you need to put in there. It's like, okay. And you can talk to it and it'll remember what it says. Now, speaking of that, I have to tell you, I'm not sure I'm with this program at all. But okay. All right. They're talking about, it was in the news, and I saw it in here, so it was in our news somewhere. I don't need it. I can do it off the top. The smart cars, and Google's very involved in the smart car thing, and having these cars that can drive themselves. And they say that they might have them by 2015. And the cars knows when to start, stop, all this thing. It's just like really kind of crazy. And Governor Brown has signed a bill that would allow self-driving cars on California roads yesterday. So here you have they use lasers and radar and all kinds of stuff. The vehicles have the potential to avoid accidents. We can save lives, create jobs, reduce congestion, said Google co-founder Sergey Brin. Because actually, now here's the one thing that would be an advantage, especially if you're like in L.A. Let's take L.A. because, you know. If the cars are smart and their reflexes are instant, then they can do better in highly congested areas because they'll know exactly when to move and how fast to move, and they'll keep up with each other and they'll do the right thing. Whereas humans, you know, it's left up to human error and lane changing and lane changing again, and then more lane changing and more lane and braking and accelerating, lane changing, braking, accelerating, lane changing. So if you had a car that didn't do that, it would actually be more efficient. Here's the thing I want to say, though. Could I? I don't want a car that does the driving. I want to drive. If I want a car to do the driving, there's a thing that's called a bus. That's what a car that drives itself is called, a bus. You sit back, the driver does the work. Yeah? Now here's another legal question. If, in fact, you had a car that drove itself, could you use your cell phone? Huh? Could you use your cell? Could you even text? Because what difference does it make? Right? I think we need to have what we have, and then do what you know they taught years ago before they came up with the train idea in L.A. And BART and all that stuff up in the Bay Area. The talk was at one time, because you know people, there was Disneyland beckoning, saying, you know, this monorail system works really good at Disneyland. So there was talk about putting monorails down the middle of the freeways. It would never happen, but we could put people movers. Just install people movers, and then you could drive your car on the freeway if you want to drive. And if you just want to sit and do nothing, read the paper, read a book, look at your Kindle, whatever the case may be, then you'd get on the people mover and move as far as you wanted to as a person. That's why they call it a people mover. I feel that I'm going to lose out to technology on that. I have a feeling I'm completely out of luck. All right, that's okay, though. That's all right. I've been out of luck before. I can deal with it. All right, let's see what else we have going on today. Oh, I had another little thing to share. We'll do it. We'll do it to it, and we'll find out what they have to say.
Who's annoying who? This is Soundbites, and I'm Jan Ziff. It's a world full of annoying people, but some are standouts. You see them on TV, you see them in the newspaper, you see them on the sides of buses. You see them until you want to scream. And of course, they're on the net. But at least there you can fight back. Now you can let the world know who's really annoying with your vote at AmIAnnoying.com. Here you'll find an ever-growing index of celebrities from every corner of the public world. Politicians, actors, singers, supermodels, athletes and talk show hosts. You name them, chances are someone's nominated them to the list. When their picture comes up, you vote, annoying or not. The votes are tabulated, running totals are kept. It's that simple. You never know who'll be at the top of the list from day to day, but you can be sure of one thing. You'll probably agree that they're really, really annoying. With Soundbites, I'm Jan Ziff for CBS News.
It makes me not want to even say anything. It makes me not want to talk. All right, well, that's a good idea. I think that's a good program right there. Find out who's really annoying. Okay, find out who's annoying. Smart car. I'm not convinced of that smart car thing. I'm not. Happy. Let me see what else. Let me make sure nothing's happened in our world while we've been sitting here listening to Louis Ortega and enjoying ourselves, to see what else is going on. Here's a thing that says Air Force One aborts a landing and Ann Romney's shocking emergency. Do you know anything about these things? They must have just happened. Let me see what we can find out. Together. Together forever. Oh, she was talking about a shocking emergency landing. Oh, I see. I thought she had some shocking other thing going on. And Romney gave details about the emergency landing her plane took last week due to an electrical problem. I'm just watching a movie sitting there. All of a sudden, the movie's not working right, and things are going on, and I was scared and everything, and I didn't know what to do. And so everyone was doing their job. We were going down fast, said Ann. I mean, they did say it's going to feel like we were all really going. It's like a G-force is going down. On Friday, the plane was headed to L.A. from Omaha, but landed in Denver, where it was met with emergency vehicles on the runway. We landed, the door flew open, we got thrown off the airplane, and we were on the runway. I kept thinking to myself, this is Dover, this is a busy airport, can we go to the shoulder? Anyway, no injuries reported anyway, so she had a rough time, you know, the emergency chutes and all. Now, let's find out what this other story is about Air Force One. What happened to Air Force One? We'll find out here in a minute. When we find out, I'll tell you. All right, let's talk about other things that are going on here locally, because we got stuff. Okay, there was a strange story out of Templeton about a landlord who was working on his units, and he had some vacancies, and all of a sudden the water was shut off. So he went to the water district and said, "What's going on?" They said, "Well, one of your tenants didn't pay for the water." So he said, "Well, here, I'll pay partial things so I can get it turned back on, and I'll pay you." And I said, "No, you pay us the whole thing or you're no good." And so what his basic complaint was is saying that, well, you know, that's not much notification when all of a sudden no water's coming out of the pipe. You know, that's not really fair. Which you can understand how he might feel about that. You know, I can understand how he might feel about that. That's what that was about. World Gym closes after opening in 2011. It was only there for a year. Downtown San Luis Obispo near Moe's. And they say that they don't expect it to be open for long. Vacant for long, rather. I'm sorry. Not open. It wasn't open for long. They don't expect the spot to be vacant for long, according to the landlord. $400,000 paid out by this oil company. This is for 14 underground storage tank facilities, including San Luis Obispo County. They got all kinds of stuff they own. On the settlement, Jacob paid $325,000 civil penalties, $75,000 for investigative and enforcement costs. So somewhere we got one of their tanks, and it apparently was oozing. Oozing. A water rate increase in Paso is lawful, according to the courts. Because, you know, they were trying to jump in there and say, well, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. This is almost cute to me. San Luis Obispo County planners are hosting a public workshop from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. October 4th to discuss ways the small north communities of Templeton and San Miguel could change. Doesn't mean they will change. Just they're going to talk to you about there's possibilities. Itasca resident Dave Garina was honored earlier this month for saving a woman's life during a fire in Itasca apartment complex in July. He was awarded a heroism plaque from the Itasca Fire Department. On September 11th, he pulled a woman from her apartment and used a fire extinguisher to buffer them from the flames. The fire at the Bordeaux House Apartments on Riviera Lane displaced about 20 people from their homes, et cetera, if it wasn't for this fast action, we would have had a fire fatality. So that's really cool. I love heroes. I admire them. I just so admire them. And I certainly admire him. Thanks for being a hero.
Oh, yeah.
That's it for Wednesday. We're going to get together again tomorrow, Thursday, at noon. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network. Game over. With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
And what my heart
well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited just to love you, now that I have found you. You've got the world of love, it's on your face, a look that time can't erase. Be mine tonight. Let this be just the start of so many nights like this. Let's take a lover's vow and then seal it with a kiss.